Dragon's Dawn by Anne McCaffrey. Copyright 1988 by Anne McCaffrey and performance copyright 1993 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. This book was always for Judy Lynn Benjamin Del Rey. Profound Acknowledgements. This book could not have been written without the advice, assistance, and aid of Dr. Jack Cohen, Doctor of Science, lately Senior Lecturer of Reproductive Biology at Birmingham University, England, whose expertise and enthusiasm helped me create The Dragons of Pern and attendant botany, biology, ecology. Jack made fact out of myth and science out of legend. I am not the only writer of his acquaintance who owes him a tremendous debt of gratitude. I am also indebted to Harry Alm, naval engineer of New Orleans, Louisiana, for his configuration of the threadfall patterns, based on only casual remarks in various of my books. To his wife, Marilyn, I owe the patient and correct transmission by CompuServe of this incredible technical data. Part 1. Landing. Probe reports coming through, sir, Salah Telgar announced without taking her eyes from the flickering lights on her terminal.
On the screen, please, Mr. Telgar, Admiral Paul Benden replied.
Beside him, leaning against his command chair, Emily Bull kept her eyes steadily on the sunlit planet, scarcely aware of the activity around her. The Pern Colonial Expedition had reached the most exciting moment of its 15-year voyage. The three colony ships, the Yokohama, the Bahrain, and the Buenos Aires, were finally approaching their destination. In offices below the bridge deck, specialists eagerly awaited updates.